Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inspire, to inform, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and today is August 3rd, 2018, and we're coming to you from our world broadcast studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. Today's podcast number 14, The Power of Hope. You know, life, it's an exciting and miraculous journey. At times it's filled with joy and happiness, and then there are other times when we go through very tough times. We might lose a loved one, might be dealing with sickness, lose a job, have a family member going through a struggle. That's life. It's like a roller coaster. There are times we feel like we're on top and the view's amazing, and we feel the rush of adrenaline, and then there are the steep drops where we feel like the bottom has literally dropped out. We have sharp turns. We have times of darkness and light. Sometimes we may feel alone, like we just want to go somewhere and hide. We want to hide from the world. You know, people all around us are experiencing pain and suffering that we may never know about. You know, we don't know who may be in a relationship struggle, a financial struggle, dealing with addiction, sickness, or any other problem imaginable. How about you? Has this been a bad year for you? Has this been a bad number of years for you? Have you withdrawn? Have you given up hope? You know, if you're in a dark place right now, I can tell you with certainty there is hope indeed. And I can tell you if you allow yourself to be influenced by all the negativity around you, in the media or elsewhere, it might be easy to think that there's not much hope left. There is hope. There are people out there right now, today, who are struggling with addiction, and they feel like there's no hope. There is hope. There are people out there who have lost someone, a family member, a close friend. You may think there's no hope. There is hope. There are people out there who are struggling with pain and suffering from a terrible disease, either yourself or a family member, and you don't see hope anymore. There is hope. It has been there all the time. There are people out there who are hanging on by a thread to a relationship or had a relationship in, and you think that life has left you hopeless. There is hope. How about your friends and your family? Are they going through tough times? Have you been there for them? Are you by their side when they need you? You know, if you're a true friend or a family member, that's what you do. You stand with them, you lift them up, you kneel with them and pray with them every day. Be a part of that hope that they need right now. When you meet people in the grocery store, at the office, at school, at church, elsewhere, do you ask how they're doing sincerely? Try it. Look deeply into their eyes and see what you see. You may actually see pain. You may see emptiness. You may see hopelessness. Don't assume anything. And the next time you meet someone and you want to dismiss them or be rude to them, contemplate this. What struggles are they facing today? And if you don't know, then don't assume that the answer is nothing, because it likely is not. Have compassion for people. Show some love and kindness. What a different world we would live in if people would begin to respect, care, and love for one another, and to love others around them, regardless of their color, their political beliefs, or any other factor. People are people, and we need to stop looking for ways to divide and look for ways to come together. Hope. We all need a little bit of it. Where are you looking for your hope? Are you looking for something to give you hope? Possessions, money, a job? Are you looking for someone to give you hope? Are you looking for a pill or some other drug or alcohol to give you hope? Understand this. Drugs will rob you of hope. They will rob you of your money. They'll rob you of your identity and at times your very life. Drugs will never be the solution to anything in your life. You can't hide from problems. And I'm reminded of a verse in the Bible, Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Do you need a little rest today? Are you looking for hope today in your life? You know, I'd suggest the first place you look would be to God. If you want to experience true hope and purpose in your life, then this is where it is. You will find hope and you will find peace. Do you need a little peace today? Do you need a little joy? Do you need a little bit of hope? Give your burdens to God and experience a peace that passes all understanding. There's always hope if you just know where to look. You'll never find it by looking in the wrong places. Don't ever give up hope. No matter what struggle you may be going through today, How about try this? If you're in a dark place right now, pick up the phone and call a friend, a family member, and ask for their help and their prayers. Call a local church and talk to one of the pastors. If you're struggling with drugs or alcohol, call a counselor and get some help. Never give up hope. Never give up hope. Go to church this Sunday. If you can't find one, or you can't get out, pull up a church service on the internet or watch one on TV Sunday. How about you? If you're doing pretty good today, that's awesome for you. Pick up the phone and call a friend or family member, or two or three, and ask them how they're doing. Find out if there's anything that you can do to help them today. Chances are, somebody you know is going through a struggle in their life today. And you probably know who they are already. Be there to provide hope for those around you every day. Find your hope. Find your peace, and be there to pass it on to others around you. You know, hope is a wonderful thing, but you have to know where to find it. Sometimes you have to dig deep in your heart, deep in your soul. Sometimes there are days when you just don't feel like getting out of bed. You feel like giving up. Don't ever give up. Remember that hope's available, and that sometimes you may need to be that hope for someone else who's going through a struggle. Hope. Pass it on. And I hope you enjoyed the show today. That's it for today. It was kind of quick. But I hope it lifted you up a little bit. And I hope, if anything else, it inspires you to pick up the phone and try and inspire and provide a little hope to somebody else. Hope you have a great weekend and a great week. Thanks for joining us. Until next week.